from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Almost anyone involved in running the Canadian mining industry can be found in Timmins this week. As part of Mining Week, the annual Canadian Mining Expo is using the arena, curling rink, and grounds of the McIntyre Community Center. It features dozens of displays, several conferences, and a massive job fair. Ontario Mines Minister George Peary, the former mayor of Timmins, points to the ongoing success of the industry, especially gold. Right now, it's trading in the $3,200 Canadian range.
I remember those fateful days, one dark Wednesday around the year 2000, when the price of gold was less than $300 an ounce, and they thought it was a sunset industry. Some sunset.
The expo wraps up tomorrow. A phone app that will be pilot tested in downtown Timmins in July will be a one-stop source of resources on a wide range of issues downtown. It's called Hummingbird, and BIA Executive Director Corey Robbins says it can quickly tell you what to do if you or someone else is in crisis or regarding loitering, encampments, and discarded needles.
It's to come across a variety of different issues that are happening downtown and throughout the city to give you your kind of one-stop ability to find out where the solution is.
BIA members can sign up with that organization to participate in the pilot. The city has awarded a contract for repairs to the Matagami River boat launch. The work is worth almost $1.3 million, which is about $1 million less than budgeted for. And word has yet to come on whether the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund will chip in. Several structural and other features of the launch area will be replaced, right down to the lighting. The boat launch has been closed since last year, over the concerns now being addressed. Well, you wouldn't think anyone uses their handheld cell phone while driving anymore. Timmins police beg to differ. During a dedicated traffic enforcement exercise yesterday, officers charged seven drivers for doing it. If convicted, they each face a fine of $610 and suspension of the driver's license. TPS says distracted driving is a particularly significant risk to safety and will continue to be a focus of traffic enforcement initiatives. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.